We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do believe it was wise because it showed the American public about what could potentially be described the hypocrisy of Mitch McConnell and saying, I don't even know if we're going to really have a trial. We just might dismiss the charges. Now to the point where a number of Republican senators are coming out there saying they want to hear from witnesses. Susan Collins from Maine this past weekend said she's working with other Republican senators to bring witnesses. So I think it was important that even if there was no agreement between the House and Senate, that there will be a particular style of a trial. It was important for the public to understand that the House has its role, which is basically to do an indictment, which is the impeachment proceeding. And the Senate has its role, which is to hold a fair trial. And it should be a fair trial. Witnesses should be called. And I would be very disappointed if they're not. I think Speaker Pelosi held firm and has now gotten other senators to agree that, yes, witnesses should be called. I am going to be testifying before Congress on Wednesday, the Congress Budget Committee. I've been invited, the only local governmental official from across the country, to talk about the impact that the federal investments and infrastructure has on state and local governments and their economies. So it's going to be interesting being in Washington, D.C. and being there all day Wednesday, testifying at 10 o'clock before the House Budget Committee on Wednesday when all of this is happening. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing the reception because I've been told it's probably Wednesday in which the articles of impeachment are going to be delivered from the House to the Senate. So I'll be up there and, like the rest of us, kind of watching it as it goes by. There will be five speakers. There will be three representatives from state government, three high-level commissioners, one from Maine, one from Arkansas, one from Ohio. There will be a representative of tax policy from the Brookings Institute, and there will be myself with the local government perspective. I'm being asked not only as county executive, but my experience as county comptroller during the last recession in which there was significant assistance that was provided by the federal government to state and local governments to offset what were huge budget shortfalls as a result of the recession. So I'm going to be speaking about the impact that federal investments have on local governments, health and social services, the assistance we've received with regards to the opiate epidemic, the community development block grants, but also what could happen during a recession if those federal dollars don't flow with regards to infrastructure or a very important one for workforce development. I consider it an honor, if you think about it. There are thousands of counties, there are thousands of towns, villages, and cities, and they've chosen me to be the representative of local government for the entire country. So I'm pretty proud. It says a lot about the work that we do here in Erie County. I may be the representative going on behalf of the county and local government, but every one of the individuals in local government in our county is really the reason why I'm there, because they're doing the yeoman's work on behalf of the people of the community. Yes, I was invited by the Chairman Yarmouth and the House Budget Committee staff to participate. It's a pretty cool honor.
So safe to say your county would be on the radar
of politicians? Yes. And you have to remember, Erie County is a very large government. But as a community, we're pretty large, but not so large like Los Angeles or New York City. Erie County is the same geographic size as Rhode Island. It has a strong urban, suburban, and rural communities. We're like a small state. We actually have a population greater than five states. Our population greater than North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, and Vermont. And when you look at the size of our county and the impact that federal funds have, I think our county, our community, is a really good example of why these federal infrastructure dollars matter, why these federal investments in other areas matter, because Erie County is kind of a microcosm of the country. You've got a large rural area, you've got strong suburbs, and you have an urban core. So the message that I'm going to send is the impact that federal investments have across the whole community, from those that impact in the city of Buffalo, to those that impact our family farmers, or those that are living in poverty in the rural areas, we're a good example of why federal dollars matter. If you think about it, our property taxes bring in about $230 million a year. Our budget's about $1.75, $1.8 billion. There's a lot of money in sales tax, but there's basically over $1 billion of federal and state aid that offsets costs associated with this community. And if we lost that aid, if federal dollars were cut, especially in a recession, it would be bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.